Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more, like the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Shop at Lowe's today. We help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Girl CEO Podcast, the playground for female entrepreneurs. My name is Ronnie Brown, and I'm the author of Amazon's best-selling book, From Mopping Floors to Making Millions, and was once a teen mom turned millionaire business mentor. I created my Girl CEO community for women like you. Girl CEO, you are a trailblazer, a creative, an innovator, a boss, and a woman who knows that she deserves more. Join me each week while we uncover what it truly takes to be your own boss and become a successful Girl CEO. And don't worry, sis, I got you.
All right, so we can talk, what are we talking about tonight? Let me see, we talking about happiness. Somebody said life, we gotta niche it down, y'all. We gotta niche it down. Well, we can, let me just touch on a little something about life. The first thing I'm gonna say is, it's one thing that I'm going to tell y'all about life that I hope every single person on here listens to and they apply to their life. The first thing I'm going to tell you is do whatever makes you happy. Okay. So just so y'all know, I'm using my neroli oil. I use my oils to take my makeup off. I wore makeup today. It was my friend's, my best friend's birthday week. So we've been celebrating a little bit of everything this week. And today, so y'all saw me celebrating her. It's such a beautiful thing. Okay? Such a beautiful thing. All right? All right. So the first thing that I saw someone say that I think will be a really good one. Hold on. I have to report this person myself. Lord, I be having. And why does everybody that get on here, they look like they in another country with some sandals on or something? Like, is that what just everybody that's about looks like today? What the hell? Okay. Finding happiness internally. Listen, let me just say this. Do whatever makes you happy. You know, I tell people all the time, best friends, life is so short that you have to do what makes you happy. So many of you all don't do the things that make you happy. You do things that other people tell you you should do. You do things that, you know, are just a little safer because you are afraid of taking risks. Okay. But you have to do what makes you happy because life is really short. Can I just tell y'all, you look up, let me just say some real stuff. It's like, I don't know about y'all, but I know about me. I feel like 1 minute I was 19, you know, the next minute I was 21, the next minute, you know, I was 25, and then the next thing I know, 30 just came around, and it just all happened so quick, okay? And you don't even think that it's just going to happen so quick. You always think you have time. You know, you're like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I talk to so many people, and they're always talking about what they're going to do and when they're going to do it. And everybody just moves like they have forever. And something that I've been really serious with myself about is just making sure that I know and understand that life is really short. Hey, best friends. Shout out to all my best friends that's on here, okay? I love y'all. Life is short and you really don't have forever. And you grow old. And the things that you really grow old with is a lot of regret when you're not doing the things that you want to do, okay? So as far as life, the biggest lesson that I would say is just really not doing the things. The biggest lesson I've learned is not doing the things that I used to desire. The others, baby, now, honey, I do whatever I want, and I don't give a shit what anybody thinks. And something else I learned is when I used to have things that I wanted to do, I used to have a lot of people talking me out of those things, right? And when I was young and naive, I thought that they were talking me out of those things because they genuinely, you know, they cared, right? They were giving me sound advice. But what I had to learn, and what I want all of you all to learn, is that everyone that speaks over your life and tells you, you know, don't do this or don't do that, everyone is not saying things because they genuinely care, right? Some people are saying things because they just don't want you to do certain things. And it's not because things might not work out for you. Let me tell y'all something I learned, best friends, baby. I learned that people fear progress. So a lot of people, they will try to discourage you as far as when you're talking about the things you want to do, best friends, they will discourage you, not because things aren't going to work out, not because you taking a crazy risk, not for any of those reasons. Some people fear you getting ahead because they always feel like they are in the lead, all right? And the moment they feel like you may be catching up, or if whatever you're doing takes off, it scares the shit out of them and they prefer you to stay put. Okay, how many of y'all know what I'm talking about? You ever be telling somebody something you're gonna do? And then they just come with all the negative shit because they want to scare you into literally just not doing anything. And you just sitting there like, okay, does this person want me to be broke and just borrowing money from them forever? Or are they just paranoid about every single thing? Listen, do what you gotta do for you. That's the first thing, okay? Let me get to this other question because we got a whole bunch of questions on here. Y'all want to have a good old talk tonight, all right? Someone just now say, what if somebody is, hold on, sis, what did she say? She said, what if somebody is watching your page and copying your content? How do you handle that? Well, let's get into this real quick. A lot of people watch my page, okay? A lot of people copy my content, right? But can I be honest with you? If they aren't watching my page and they aren't copying my content, then I'm not doing something right, okay? We have to get out of that mindset that people aren't going to copy us. If you're great, they're going to copy you, sis. And what is content? You know, 90% of the time, we get our content inspo from other people. It's something that we've seen, you know, it's something that we've scrolled past and we've looked at. So we just have to get out of that mindset of someone is copying me, all right? People are going to copy your content. I see funny reels, baby. I copy them all the time because most of them were copied from someone else, okay? You have to stop focusing on who is copying you, and you just have to focus on the fact that people are watching you, all right? I personally believe that it is a blessing for anyone to watch me and want to duplicate anything that I'm doing. I believe that only leaders are watched. Only leaders are copied. I believe that if you don't have people copying you, then you need to go a little harder, okay? I also believe that we have to stay humble because let me just say this. We all get inspiration from different places, okay? I have women that I work with, that I coach, that I mentor, and they are doing the very same thing that I'm doing, okay? I am not worried about them copying me. I'm not worried about them doing what I'm doing. I'm not concerned. Why? Because I operate in complete faith and I'm really for women. All right. I always say this. You can always tell who's a girl's girl. you can always tell who's really about women empowerment when someone is doing what they're doing, when someone is using their content, like you're saying. So what if someone is using your content, right? When it comes down to someone who's in their lane, you can always tell who is a girl's girl and who's really about girl power. So you have to make sure that you check your heart, because you don't want to turn into the ugly, mean gremlin the moment someone is doing what you're doing, right? If we're about girl power and we are about woman, you know, the woman and the power of women and lifting women up, then it can't just be that when people are outside of our lanes. We have to learn to empower women who are in our lane, all right? And help them go to the next level, because that's how we get our blessings. So I just want to stress, there are certain things I don't worry about, okay? I don't worry about that. So I want to just encourage you, sis, to take your mind off of that. That's the first thing. Take your mind off of that. Don't focus on that, because it's a big distraction. And just thank God that you have an audience where people are watching you and where people are, you know, looking at your stuff saying, wow, this is good. You know, let me try this. Let me give this a shot, because we've all been there. And I think, you know, one of the things I also try to keep in mind is when I was out here soul searching and trying to find my lane in business, I think that we forget that, okay? Y'all get them vibes up out of here. Take care of them, okay? We all have our moments. Can y'all agree with that? Comment in the chat if you can agree with that. We've all had our moments where we've been trying to figure out what to do. And we've looked at, we know what other people are doing and all of that kind of stuff to get some inspiration, okay? So let me just stress. If you feel like, oh, somebody's watching me and they're copying my content, instead of getting pissed off, just say, wow, I'm really out here inspiring people. Shit. Okay, I'm moving up in the food chain. People are watching me. People are copying me. I am moving up in the food chain. I remember the days when people wasn't even noticing me. And now they watching me. I got an audience. Baby, the most powerful thing you can have is a platform and an audience, all right? So that's all I'm going to say about that. I want to encourage you, check your heart. Don't turn ugly. I always tell my clients, I tell them all the time, I have so many women who have, you know, businesses that are around women empowerment, but all the women empowerment goes out the window the moment someone is doing what they're doing. Don't be that girl. Don't be her, because your slip will show. Just focus and give God the glory for sending people to you that are watching you and looking at you and being inspired by you. Don't turn into the mean, nasty person that will come up out of you the moment you see someone doing what you're doing. I have students that sell skincare products, okay? I have students that sell oils. I have students who have teas, skincare, lifestyle, self-care products, all of that stuff. I help them. And what happens is when you get into that mean competitive space and you start, you know, being that, oh, she's copying me, that all that mean girl shit, people see your heart. Okay? So keep your heart right, because you don't want to be that person. Because most of the time, we are all inspired by other people, okay? So I hope that helps you. I hope that helps you. It's enough room for everybody. Check your heart. And I know when you're new in business, you go through that, because it pisses you off when people copy and stuff like that. But you got to keep on moving. What God has for you is for you. Just keep your heart right, okay? The next question that I have on here, hold on, let me check this box. Sometimes, Positive, Miss Positive Girl Co. said, Ronnie, how do you stay so humble? Let me tell you why I stay humble. Because I've had it all. I've lost it all. I've got it back. and so forth, right? And I know that just like God can give it to you, one day you can be at the top, you can have it all going on. But what we have to understand is, just like he give it, he can take it. So I always stay humble, because I don't ever want to get too big for my own bridges, all right? And start acting like I'm all of this, I'm all of that, and acting like I'm too good, or I can't be touched. Because if you feel like the people can't touch you, let me tell you, who can touch you? God will touch you. He will take it all from you. So you got to be humble. 100% humble pie. Listen, trust me. It gets to the point that, let me keep it real with you. Sometimes some people will piss you off, baby, and they will make you want to curse their ass out and call them everything in the book. I know that God is working on me something serious, because I've gotten to a place in my life that if I get to a point where I'm upset and I'm frustrated and I'm about to tell somebody something, after I tell their asses off, it may feel good in that moment, but 5 to 10 minutes later, I feel like shit, because I know better, because I'm convicted. And I should have never entertained. I should have never allowed myself to go to that level, right? That's how I know I'm growing, because I immediately feel convicted when I entertain dumb stuff. And it still happens to me. Even as a successful leader, I fall short. So, humble, I don't ever want to be that person. I don't ever want to be that person. Let me just say this. I don't want to be that person that he uses as an example. As, okay, look up here. You was up here. Then you started feeling yourself. Let me snatch your tail back down. I don't ever want to be that person. So, I just think about what can happen if I just get too above myself. That's how I do it. If I can be honest with you, that's how I do it. Okay, I'm kind of doing my little routine. Y'all know I'm using our holistic skincare. Okay, we are completely out of this cleanser. It has been sold out like crazy. It's so good. So many people love it.
Sometimes I search the web for things that are just for me, and I just don't want other people to know about them. And I know most of you are probably thinking, why don't you use the incognito mode? But let me tell you something. Incognito mode does not hide your activity. It doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browsing history. Your internet service provider can still see every single website you've ever visited. That's why when I'm at home, I never go online without using ExpressVPN. Yes, baby, that's all I use. It doesn't matter who your internet service provider is. ISPs in the U.S. can legally sell your information to ad companies. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers so your ISP can't see the sites that you visit. ExpressVPN also keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. Most of the time, I don't even realize I have ExpressVPN on. It runs seamlessly in the background, and it is so easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button, and best friend, you are protected. ExpressVPN is available on all of your devices, phones, computers, and even your smart TV. So there is no excuse for you to not be using it. Protect your online activity today with ExpressVPN. Rated number one by CNET. Visit my exclusive link, expressvpn.com/girlceo, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a 1-year package. That is expressvpn.com/girlceo. expressvpn.com/girlceo to learn more.
Let's go to this next question. Okay, let's see. Next question is, what if you're in a lot of debt? Let me see. Should you still do what makes you happy professionally? I think that you have to do things that make you happy, but you have to be responsible. Okay, let me just say that, because baby, you know, we tend to make excuses when we are in bad financial situations. People tend to make excuses and say things like, well, I just want to have fun, right? When you are going through financial issues, you can have fun, but you also need to make good choices for yourself, all right? Responsible choices. Because most of you all are in the situations that you are in because you chose to make bad choices and you ended up in the financial mess that you are in right now, okay? So listen, if you're going through financial issues, this is not the time for you to be out here talking about you only live once, I wanna have some fun. This is time for you to make sacrifices so that you can get financially stable and reevaluate what fun looks like. Sometimes fun is not going to the mall, okay? Fun is not going out of town, all right? Fun is saying, you know, I can't afford to go on vacation right now. I need to do something here. Fun is saying, I want to go buy this, you know, whatever. But right now, my money is not right, and I need to pull back on that. Fun is you just chilling. Fun is relaxing, having a good time with the people you love versus things that are going to cost you, right? It doesn't always have to be a vacation, a shopping spree, a new car. Those are fun things that people do when they're trying to fill a void sometimes. And what happens is when you come back from that vacation, you still going to be stressed out and you still going to be broke, all right? What happens is when you buy that car, it's going to be, ooh, that car. When you are initially about to get it, okay? Sarah, y'all watch me. When you're about to get that car, but then once you have that car for like a week, okay? 1 week of having that car and driving it around the corner and down the street and up and down the highway and going to pick up some of your friends, it's not going to be the same feeling. The same feeling that you had when you saw that car on that lot, baby, it's not going to be the same feeling once you get that car. How many of y'all can just say, sis, you are not lying? How many of y'all like the senior Benz or your Mercedes or your Range Rover on the lot? And when you saw that thing on the lot, you was like, this is my car. I need this car. When that, you start imagining, you start thinking about yourself driving this car. And you knew that you probably should have held back on buying that vehicle or that particular thing. And you go and get it. Baby, you drive that thing. You drive that thing for a month. You drive that thing for 2 months, 3 months. You feel like you're in a Corolla. Nothing. It's like the excitement, it just wears off, right? It's all mental. And most of the time when people are going through financial issues, it's because they cannot control their emotions, all right? They can't control their emotions. So they make emotional decisions and they make emotional purchases, okay? And then they end up in situations where they regret the things that they bought. But because it made them feel accomplished at that moment, they did it. I watch people do it all the time. And then they come to me and they're like, how do I fix this? How do I get back, right? Because initially what they're doing is they are creating a bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger overhead, and overhead is not sexy, right? And then your car that you're driving every day that you have to rely on to get you from point A to point B, it's not an asset. It's a liability. Cars depreciate the moment you drive them off the lot. All right. Unless you are writing it off or you get some type of benefit, it's not added to you. If you are in a bad financial situation, the last thing you need to want to go do is buy a car. All right. You need to go buy something that's going to add some income to your life. Period. Best friend. I love y'all. And I'm going to tell y'all the truth. Okay. Let's go to these questions. What are we talking about today? Let me see. I want some good, fun questions. Sometimes we get so into business questions all the time. Let's talk a little. I want a little kiki tonight. Let's talk a little bit about life, some other stuff, okay? How do you be mean without actually being mean? I notice when I'm nice, I don't tend to gain respect or get treated like I'm weak. I hope this makes sense. Oh, this is a good one, honey. Yanka Styles, this is a really good question. Let's bring this in. Get up in here. Did y'all share this live? Share this live with about 5 of y'all friends. Most of the time, when you all are worried about how you should be acting, the biggest problem is the fact that you are acting, all right? Say what the hell you mean, okay? You don't have to be mean, all right, without being mean. Say what you feel, and people will respect you. I believe that sometimes we are so busy being worried about being accepted or liked or, oh, she's nice. You want that from everybody. I have gotten to a space in my life where I know that everybody isn't going to like me. I'm not everyone's cup of tea. I'm also not on this earth to be approved or accepted or invited by every single person. And if everyone likes you, then you aren't doing something right anyway, okay? You are faking it. That's the biggest thing. Can we start there? Best friend. Can we start there? Faking it, it's exhausting. So it's like, how do I be mean with, how do I be mean without being like, how do I be fake mean without being mean? No, you can be stern and still be nice. You can have boundaries in place and still be nice. You can let people know that they won't disrespect you and still be nice. See, the reason why you're dealing with what you're dealing with is because women, when we get into business, we run and we do business the way we do friendships. And you have to understand that there is a big difference between business and friendships. Let me tell you why. You have to learn boundaries in business. Because when you are in this world of entrepreneurs and corporate America or whatever it is that you have going on, baby, you have to focus more on being respected than being liked. I would rather people respect me than like me. But when people, this is the one right here, best friend. When people realize that you are more concerned with being liked and you are a people pleaser, that's when they start fucking with you. That is when they get your, do you hear me? That's when they say, ooh, we got one that want to be a part of everything, and she's not going to speak up. We can get her.
The holidays are the most wonderful time of the year. But if you're running an online store, you know they can also be the craziest times of the year. You've got inventory to manage, orders to fill, and a growing list of stressed out customers checking in twice a day, wondering whether those last minute gifts will arrive on time. With ShipStation, the hassle of shipping out holiday orders melts away, leaving you with happier customers and more freedom to run your business or enjoy some much needed time off. One of the things that I personally love about using ShipStation here at GirlCO is that we can preset all the shipping rates for each one of our products, and we save so much money on our shipping costs. If you sell anything online, I don't need to tell you that shipping can be super frustrating. There are so many carriers and a ton of factors that go into figuring out the best rate for each order. And with more people shopping online every year, the added holiday stress does not help. ShipStation makes it easy as far as running your business and your online store. You can get back to doing you, what you're passionate about, and growing your company. Changing your shipping solutions can just seem daunting. We don't know which ones to choose. But with holidays here, Now is the time to think about making that change. ShipStation works with all the major carriers, international and local, including FedEx, USPS, and UPS. And you even get a discounted rate. That's one of the things we love here at Girl CEO. They are literally normally reserved for only Fortune 500 companies, but ShipStation makes that accessible for us. So not only is shipping easy, you can actually save money. That's why 98% of the companies that use ShipStation for a year keep using it for as long as they are in business. And here at Girl CEO, we are one of those. We love ShipStation. So make the holiday season a little brighter with ShipStation. Use my offer code GIRLCEO to get a 60-day free trial, just enough time to handle the holiday rush. Go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top, and enter GIRLCEO, and make sure you remember ShipStation. Make ship happen.
Listen, they gonna say, ooh, we can get her. We can get her because she wants to be let in. She just wants to be liked. She just wants to be accepted. She wants to be a part of what we have going on. So with that being said, we can take advantage. And that's what you're getting. I had to learn that in my earlier days of business. I was new to the scene, trying to grow my company. You know, I wanted to be accepted. And what happened was I started to become so naive when it came to business. And when I tell y'all so naive, I mean, people were working me left and right. This, you know, you just starting out. This is my days when I didn't know about like data and I didn't know about like lead generation stuff, and people were saying like, oh, post this flyer and tag this person or post this and send everybody to this website. And I didn't realize that, you know, they were trying to get my data and that they were trying to get my audience and they were trying to, you know, retarget my people with ads. I didn't know the game, right? I just thought that everybody was working together and collaborating and trying to make money together. I was naive, right? But I learned very fast that when you are not stern, right? When you are not outspoken about what you believe in, and when you are not the person who lets people know that they will not play with you, then they gonna run over you. So the biggest thing that I will tell you right here and right now is you need to stop being worried about being fake mean. No, be stern. Speak your mind, speak your heart. And be truthful about what you're feeling, because that's when people will respect you. All right. This is not business. I'm sorry. This is not friendship. You have to stop playing the mind games that y'all be playing with y'all fake friends, because this is how y'all do business. The same little games that y'all play with y'all fake friends, that play y'all phony, you know, that try to get over on y'all and you scared to call her out because you know she fake. And you know she moving funny, and you keep on playing the game and trying to be her friend when you see her actions is shady and you don't address her or say nothing to her, and you just, you know, you want to play the little mind games. Y'all bring that same mess, all right, over to business, and then it backfires on y'all. It's like, just cut that shit out. In business, listen, say what you want to say and keep it moving, because this is business, all right? These aren't your friends. This is the real world. These people will come and do business with you. They're going to go home to their family and their real friends. Get your emotions. One of the things that women have to learn to do is get their emotions out of business, because they are so emotionally unstable that they burn so many bridges, or they get hurt or taken advantage of in business because they are not willing to speak up and say, hey, you're not going to do that to me. Listen, I remember one time, y'all know I tell y'all the truth. I remember one time a certain person reached out to me, right, about like speaking at an event. I'm not going to go into detail. I get a lot of people that ask me to speak at events, right? But what I noticed was they didn't want to pay for me to speak at an event. Okay. And what happened was they wanted me to promote something and drive my audience to a funnel. Okay. Now, I'm not stupid. I'm not an idiot. All right. You're not going to drive my people to any click funnel page or website or whatever the case may be. And then I drive them there. And then you're not paying me to speak. All right. And you're going to go and retarget my audience with ads. I know the game. All right. And I had to say, hey, my audience is very, very valuable. And if I'm not getting the attendee list or some emails, and most definitely it's a hard no for me, if I'm not getting a check, then I will not be participating. But other people who were naive, some of them, they were just looking for a little exposure, right? I don't need exposure. I have my own audience. I have my own product. I have my own company, right? I don't need exposure. I can pay for exposure if I need exposure, okay? Listen to me. Other people were just trying to get exposure, okay? People would try to get your list. They would fake try to collaborate with you. Let's collaborate. Baby, they would get your list and you would collaborate with them and they will email the shit out of your list after you collaborate with them. They will run ads to your list. They will do everything under the sun. But when you are pressed for exposure or you are pressed to be accepted or included, this is the type of stuff that you fall for. So the question that you're asking me about, how do you be mean nice? No, you say what it is. People know not to come to me with that kind of shit because I'm not stupid and I'm very intelligent and I've been doing marketing for a very long time. So you all have to understand that when people think that you are pressed for exposure or they put some big names on the flyer with you, you would do anything. Because some of you all, you have not, you don't really understand that recognition, let me just stress this. Recognition, some people will work harder for recognition than they will for money. Let me say that again. There are some people that know that there are a lot of people out here that will work harder for recognition than money.
Best friends, thanks to Native's new seasonal scents, my favorites are with me wherever I go. Yes, I'm talking about their deodorant. Native deodorant is formulated with ingredients you have actually heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter. Native deodorant never uses aluminum, parabens, or sulfates, but still keeps you smelling amazingly fresh all day long. With classics and rotating seasonals, Native has a deodorant scent for everyone, including their new holiday-inspired collection, Candy Cane, Sugar Cookie, and Fresh Mistletoe. The Fresh Mistletoe is my personal favorite, by the way. Native is not just good for you, it's also good for the planet. They have a deodorant made of 100% paperboard packaging. They are vegan and they never test on animals. I'm not alone when it comes to loving Native. They have over 15,000 five-star reviews. I know you're going to love them too. I personally use them and I was so afraid that it would not give me coverage throughout the entire day. But guess what? It did. And like I said, right now, I am personally using the Fresh Mistletoe. It smells so good. And I've used it while working out and I did not lose the coverage. Keep the scent of the season with you with Native's limited time holiday scent deodorants. Go to nativedeodorant.com and use code GIRLCO to get 20% off your first purchase at checkout. That's nativedeodorant.com. The code is GIRLCEO for 20% off nativedeodorant.com, code GIRLCEO.
So you will give your entire audience away. You will drive all your traffic to a funnel, okay? And then that person will turn around and leverage your audience, leverage your list, all right? Retarget your audience, and you get nothing but your picture on a flyer or one post on social media, okay? You all have to understand the value in your data. Let me just say this because no one's really teaching this. Your data is one of the most valuable things that you have. All right. What's up, Tropper? Yes, your data is one of the most valuable things that you have. And some of you all don't even know what your data is. Your data is your followers' emails, okay? It is all of the stuff, all of the funneling, okay? The phone numbers, the emails, all right? Some of you all don't even understand that there are people that can sit there and put these daggone retargeting ads on your pages, and the intention is to just get your audience, okay? Y'all got to learn the game, right? Some more game that's kind of happening right now is everybody wants to collaborate, all right? And they don't want to collaborate behind the scenes, okay? Listen, most of you all have spent years building your audience. This is why I'm very particular about who I endorse, okay? Y'all see me. It's only a few people that I say, okay, go follow this person for this. You know, we had MG the mortgage guy on there teaching mortgage. You know, we got Trop on here. He does stock investing. Y'all see certain people that I will endorse, right? Nicole Linnell, she has a boutique. Like people that I know, Tiffany LaToy, she does government contracting. I know that these people are solid in their lanes, right? You all have to know and understand that there are people that will target your people. And when you have spent years, when you spend years building up your community, building up your following, building up your audience, you need to ask for a little more when it comes to putting people in front of your audience, when it comes to collaboration. Because now what they do, let me say the new game is let's go live together. I would love to do a live together. Do you know how many emails I get? Shannon is on here. Shannon, how many emails do we get from people that say, I would love to do a live together with you and pour into your audience? Oh, I bet you would like to get, of course you would like to do a live with me, but you won't. You won't, because I'm 10 years in to building my business and getting these people to see me and putting content out and creating content to add value to people's lives, and you think you just gonna hop up on my live and I'm gonna put you in front of 250,000 people? Let me just tell you, do you know how many people can come to the Super Bowl? Okay, do you know how many freaking people sit in the audience at the Super Bowl? Let me run this back. Do you know how many people tune into the Super Bowl? Let me make sure y'all understand the power of your data. Do you know how many people tune into the Super Bowl when the Super Bowl is going on? All right. Let me just tell you this. I want y'all to Google how many people tune into the Super Bowl.
Hey, Girl CEOs, to properly provide for their families, most people need 10 times the life insurance coverage that they get through their employers. Policy Genius makes it easy to compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers all in one place. Why compare? Well, you save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. You can save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. The licensed experts at Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies. So you can trust them to help you navigate every step of the shopping and buying process. That kind of service has earned Policy Genius thousands of five-star reviews across Trustpilot and Google. And eligible applicants can get covered in as little as a week thanks to an award-winning policy option that swaps the standard medical exam requirements for a simple phone call. This exclusive policy was recently rated number one by Forbes Advisors, higher than options from Ladder, Ethos, and Besta. How it works? Getting started is super easy. First, head on over to policygenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you need and compare personalized quotes to find your best price. When you're ready to apply, the Policy Genius team will handle the paperwork and the scheduling for free, best friends. Policy Genius does not add on extra fees. So head on over to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right.
And then I want you to Google how much the NFL charges companies for advertisement. I get millions of views a week on my platform. Do you think that you're just going to slide into my DM? Okay. Come on, y'all. I told y'all to do this experiment a long time ago. Do y'all know how much the NFL charges companies to get in front of their audience? You all have to understand that you are a brand. You are an asset. You are a marketing company, right? You bring people, you bring eyeballs, you bring visibility, you bring audio, you bring entertainment, you bring all those things. Until you start moving like a billboard, like you're the billboard, right? The eyeballs are on you. Until you start understanding that the eyeballs are on you and you start charging people like the eyeballs on you, people are going to continue to play you like you're a joke. And the joke is, if you don't know your worth, they sitting over there and they are praying. They're saying, I hope she don't know her worth. I hope that she is just excited that she is working with our company because we have a big brand name. And I hope that she is just one of those people that is just excited to show the world that she is working with us. That's what they want you to think. That's how they want you to think. I had my students do this project. And I said, I want you all to research how many people tune into the NFL. And I want you all to also research how much the NFL charges companies for a 30-second commercial. 30 seconds. You know how much they charge? $5 million, best friends. So they have 96.4 million viewers and they charge $5 million for 60 seconds, best friends. So if you have 10% of that, okay, you need to get your numbers right, okay? If I have 260 or 250,000 people on my platform, do you think that you can get in front of my audience for a flyer post and some free shit that can't pay my mortgage? No. I'm a company and I'm a brand. You will respect me. You will respect me. Shannon will tell you. So for the young lady who asked me, how do you speak up and how do you be, you know, fake mean? I don't know. I mean for real. If you try to insult my intelligence, I am me. Shannon and I send emails to companies every day. And we say, oh, thank you. Thank you for your consideration. Unfortunately, Ronnie does not do business in exchange for products, t-shirts, services. I don't need t-shirts. I don't need, you know, freebies. I don't need outfits. I need to pay my mortgage. I need to make sure that if something happens to me, my children are good. That perfume, that makeup, all of that shit that they are trying to sing, y'all, you can't feed your children with that. I want you all to care more about respect than being liked. Because when people respect you, they pay you. When people like you, they play with you. They play with you. And that's why they're playing with you right now, sis. So there's the answer to your question. How do you handle it? You be yourself and you speak truth and you understand the value that you add, and then you won't even go through that mess. But when people think that you are naive, when they think that you are sweet, then you will go through the things that you're going through right now. Get taken advantage of in business, get played with, people not wanting to pay you anything, people thinking they can get in front of your audience, right? They're going to play with you. They're going to play with you. They're going to play with you. You have to get to the point where you are 100% confident to the extent of my time is valuable. Let me just say that. My time is valuable. Okay?
Best friends, daylight saving time is officially here, and it gives us more reason to stay in our bed and relax. Well, I remember when I didn't even want to be in my bed because my back was killing me. I woke up in pain, and I absolutely hated this hard, crunchy mattress that I was sleeping on. Well, everything changed once I got my Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 35, and I have never slept more comfortable in my life. The bed literally sits me up, lays me back. I can set timers. It warms my feet. Heck, I even got some additional accessories that cools my bed down, even if I get hot. And it's nothing like the winter coming around and it's freezing cold outside and you can heat your bed up so that you're not cold when you wake up in the morning so you can get down to business. Anyway, if you are looking to get a bed that will change your life, best friends, back pain to all my mamas listening. If you have back pain, go get you a Sleep Number and thank me later. Now through December the 31st, listeners of my Girl CL podcast can save an additional $100 off any Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Go to sleepnumber.com/Girl CL for more information and to sign up for this special offer. Discover what proven quality sleep can do for you today.
Okay, how can we focus on serving our audience more with valuable content? And how do you goal set for a new month in your business goals? Now, you know, everyone is kind of talking about what type of content is engaging, right? And I want to just kind of stress this. And I talk about this all the time inside of, you know, the Girl CL community. If you are not a member of the Girl CL community, when we get off this live, go join the Girl CL community, okay? Let me just start there. There's so much knowledge there, and so many women are changing their businesses because of the knowledge and the experts that we bought in to the Girl CL community. You can join the Girl CL community at www.joingirlceo.com. Get in there. You can even do 30 days free. That's how confident I am with the information that's there. But let's talk real quick. One of the things that I notice about y'all, because I love y'all, but y'all know that I kind of see right through y'all. All right, let me put the website here. Delaney, can you drop the website in the chat for me and I'm going to pin it, okay? www.joingirlceo.com. Delaney is a member too. I have a lot of my Girl CEOs on here. But let me just stress this. Why is it, can y'all kind of let me know this? Why is it that you all forget what content pulls you in, okay? All right? Why do you forget what type of content pulls you in? Some of you all, you sit back and you ask me questions like, Ronnie, you know, what type of content should I be posting right now? And then I look at your page or I'll scroll down my feed and I see you engaging with all these different videos, all these different posts, you know, all this different stuff. And the question is, did you forget what caught your attention? Okay? All right? Listen to me. Hear me out. Why do we forget the type of content that catches our eyes? I see y'all under everybody's videos, everybody's reels, commenting under everyone's pictures, everyone's quotes. Hello? Hello, best friends. Clearly, that content caught your attention. The quote that you saw, right? It caught your attention. The reel that you went and you liked and you commented and you wrote under it, it caught your attention, right? The video that was inspirational, or a video that was giving a tip or a tool or a solution to social media or how to grow your business or how to grow your following. Yes, Winnie. Okay. And Winnie, you learned that in my 6-week mentorship program that you were in. So I don't know how you just catching on because you didn't already learn that. But I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to leave you alone tonight. Okay. But you know, I've always taught y'all that. Okay. Stop acting like you aren't a consumer. although you are entrepreneurs, many of you all are consumers as well, all right? But you act like you don't remember that you are a consumer, right? It's like you forget that you consume content, you forget that you consume ads, and then you go and you buy stuff and you check out. What you all need to do, and this is something that I always do, I always look at ads, right, that lead me to a place where I am in the checkout phase, okay? You ever sit up late at night and you see something and it's a video, it's like someone is cooking a pan and they turn something over and they showing you all the different ways that you can use, all right, the pan, and then you find yourself on the website, okay? You find yourself about to check out. Right at that moment, what I want you to do, because this is what I do, I go ahead and I save that ad. I save that post. And then I save it to a folder, okay? And I save it under a folder that I label ad content, okay? And then what I do is I repurpose that same type of content for my business. Because if it was appealing enough to get me to click on it, go to the website and check out, I need to redo this for my business as well. And if it caught my eye, then it's going to catch some other people's eye as well. So think about your content. And let me just take a moment, because I just now saw this thing. So we got a whole bunch of badge babes on here. Shout out to all of my badge babes that are showing love. I'm going to go ahead and just show y'all some love real quick. Shout out to Delaney, Milan Fashion, My Money Matters, Investigator Mariko, Socially Ladybug, Hey, Lydia Everyday, Self Shield USA, Kelly, Corpiana, Coming Up Awesome, I hope I didn't say that wrong, S. DeGoat, Darina, shout out to Wall Street for showing some love, shout out to Positive Girl Co., Focus, Get Fit, Blissful Home Candy, Simply Sarita, I Am Gen 85, Miss Cashmere, and then BH War Chest. I appreciate the support. Love it and appreciate it 100%. Okay. I want to make sure I show those people some love. All right. But what I wanted to just stress is look at the type of content that you are consuming. Okay. And duplicate that content. All right. So when your question is, Ronnie, what type of content do I need to make? Let me give you some. Look at the stuff that you are liking. All right. A lot of you all don't even pay attention to this, but you can go into your settings. This is a really good one. Okay. Write this down. You can go into your settings in the back end of your Instagram. And if you go into your settings on Instagram, there is a little tab that you can click that says liked post. Okay. Photos you've liked. All right. Come on. Let me teach y'all something. It says like photos you've liked. All right. And then when you click that, it will show you all the stuff that you've liked and commented on, right? Look at the liked post and see what those were. And then apply those same tips and tools to your content, because clearly those are the things that caught your eye. Was it fashion? Did someone look cute? Did they have on a bomb outfit? Was it educational? Was it inspirational? Was it a reel? Okay. Was it something that showed a before and after? Was it a, you know, foodie type of thing? Okay. You have to pay attention to what caught your eye and then you apply it. So that is my 100% tip for content creation. All right. I'm coming over to this next question. Someone says, Ronnie, have you cried yet? This is from my employee, Shay. She went back to school. Yes, I miss you so much, Shay. And I love you. And I cannot wait until you come back and work for Holistic again. We miss you already. Come back tomorrow, okay? Come back tomorrow. I miss you and I love you. All right. Let me go to this next question. Okay, next question.
All around the world, tech companies are innovating and driving returns for investors. Our crowd analyzes companies across the global private market, selecting those with the greatest growth potential, then brings them to you. From personalized medicine to cybersecurity to robotics, quantum computing, and more, in the state-of-the-art labs, startup garages, and anywhere in between, our crowd is identifying innovators so you can invest when growth potential is greatest. That's early. Our crowd accredited investors have already invested in over $1 billion in growing tech companies. And many of their members have benefited from their 46 IPOs or sale exits of their investments. Now, you can truly diversify your portfolio by investing early in innovative private market companies at our crowd. Join the fastest growing venture capitalist investment community at ourcrowd.com/girlCEO. That's ourcrowd.com/girlCEO.
How do you get over the fear of failure? All right, let me tell y'all a secret. Nobody's gonna tell you this. Baby girl, we all deal with the fear of failure. Okay, even the most successful people that have it all. Listen, when you have it all, the biggest thing that you fear is losing it all. Okay, it is something that doesn't go away. What you do is you just work harder, right? So that if you do take a hit, you have enough stash that it won't bother you by the time you get to the next thing that you're gonna build, all right? So fear is 100% normal. You just have to take the leap. You have to step out there, okay? And you have to keep it moving, all right? You have to take that leap, step out there, and keep it moving. The biggest thing that I think that holds people back is not even just fear. I think that you all believe that it's the fear that's holding you back, okay? I believe in my spirit, okay, best friends, let me just say this. I don't think it's the fear of failure, all right? What I personally believe is that most of you all are so caught up on perfection. I think it is perfection 100%. And you all wanting everything to be perfect is why you never actually take action. You start stuff, then you cancel it out. You put up websites, you take them down, you put up content, you delete it. You have to get out of your head. So while many people think that it's like, oh, I'm not, it's just the fear of failure. No, mm-mm. Some of y'all are not dealing with the fear of failure right now. Some of you all are dealing with perfection. And then it makes it no better because you follow people. This is the part, let me say this. You follow people that have been in the game for 11 and 12 years. And you so busy looking at their stuff, their website, their branding, their content, their speaking engagement, you know, all of the stuff that they have going on, and you feel like you are just straight trash. You know why? That is the reason why y'all give up, because you're like, look what they have going on. Then you go and you try to duplicate what they're doing versus staying in your own lane. You get in the comparison, you get in perfection, and then you're just like, I'm not launching it until it's perfect. Here's my advice. Launch it and just fix it as you go. Put it out there. Just put it out there and fix it as you go. All right? You can fix it every day. Work on something else. Just put it out there. We'll fix it, okay? All right? We will fix it as we go. But if you keep on waiting until you have the $5,000 website, until you have, you know, your speaking engagement, until you are officially a TEDx speaker, you know, until you have it all together, until you have, like, the fancy this and the fancy that, and you have all the apps downloaded that your coach told you to download. You can't do anything. No, just do it. Just do it. Okay? Perfection doesn't exist. I'm fixing things in my business every single day. Period. Keep on going. All right, this is my last one. And I'm going to bounce on y'all. I'm a bounce on y'all, okay? I was offered to do badges on my next lives, but went live and haven't seen it. Help me, please. So if you are trying to get your badges on your page, the first thing I'm suggest is making sure that you have your page set up as a creator. That's the first thing, okay? Let's start there. The second thing is you have to go into your settings, and then you have to go into, what is it? I think it's under, it is under badges. Bam. You will see badges in your settings. You want to make sure that you click turn on, turn the badges on. And then you will have to add your bank account information, okay? And your name and your EIN or your tax ID number. And then you'll be good to go. So you have to go into your settings, and then you want to go to badges, all right? And then you want to turn them on, okay? All right, period. All right, I love you all. Good night. For all of you all who have been asking me about being a part of my mentorship group, my next class and enrollment starts on June the 14th. If you all have not enrolled, you can click the link in my bio to get on one of my overviews. I have one every Friday. Or you can just shoot me a DM and say, Ronnie, send me the enrollment link. I'll send it over to you as well. And if you all enjoy this, let me know. I'll leave this up on my page. I will not put it on my feed, though. It's going to be under my IGTV. Go ahead, share this with a few friends. If you enjoy my nighttime skin routine, make sure you go get your skincare at Herlistic, at Shop Herlistic. Make sure y'all follow Shop Herlistic. Y'all know Mama launched her beauty line, all things self-care and beauty, okay? Get your cleanser. The cleanser is sold out. I'm not even about to lie to y'all right now. Make sure y'all turn on y'all restock alerts. Get your serum. If you have blemishes, y'all, did y'all see how my skin started going off? I put this on. All right. And definitely get your moisturizer. Game Changer has everything in it that you need for moisture without the grease, fine lines, blemish control, the whole nine, and get you some neroli oil, okay? Popping. Love y'all. Good night. Bye.
This message comes from BetterHelp. Can you think of a time when you didn't feel like you could be yourself? Like you were hiding behind a mask? At work, in social settings, around your family? BetterHelp Online Therapy is convenient, flexible, and can help you learn to be your authentic self, so you can stop hiding. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo, the largest capacity, fastest, all-in-one laundry combo available that washes and dries in one machine. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.